Yeah, we're going to start with a longtime friend. Rich Mandola is going to come up and tell us a little bit about what's going on with IFI.
It's so good to be with you. It's a joy to be connected to the Federated Church and be partners together in ministry. And thank you for your long-time support of the Ministry of International Friendships. Just a little family update with you. The next picture shows my family, and we can advance the slide there. So I now have three of my children married, and I have five grandchildren, actually. So it's a joy that to serve the Lord together with my family. Sorry that my wife can't be with you, or none of my six kids, or three or five grandchildren, but they send greetings to you. All right, well, let's go on to the next slide. Just a quick summary of why International Student Ministry. That's what I'm engaged with. I'm engaged with the students that God sends here from the nations of the world in the form of international students. And there's four really great reasons why we should engage with international students. First of all, it's biblical. God tells us very clearly in his word that he wants his people to love the foreigner that is in our midst and calls us to practice hospitality. Secondly, we see in the Bible that God lays out a pattern of sending people away from home, close to where God's people are, so that they can hear the good news and then they can become witnesses of Christ. And we see that pattern in the form of people like Joseph, who went away from home, and God working with him. And we see God working through Moses, Nehemiah. We see it happening in the New Testament in the book of Acts, where we have the story on the day of Pentecost of people coming to Christ away from home. We have the stories of people like Cornelius and Lydia, and we have the story of the Apostle Paul. And so throughout the Bible, we see stories of internationals. And so God is working through this means today. And then secondly, it's very strategic, and I'm going to focus on that. So let me not go into depth there. It's effective because the people who come here from other countries and study and come to know Christ, they already know the language, they know the culture of their people, they're relationally connected. And so if God sends them back home, they are really able to share with their family and friends and the culture in a very effective way. And then lastly, it's financially wise because, you know, the fact is the students who come, they're self-supporting. When they return home, they're self-supporting. And so it doesn't cost a lot of money to do the ministry. And that's really wise in this day and age. Okay? But I think the best way to understand our ministry is through the lives of the students that are part of our ministry. And so I've brought six students on this trip, and last night one of them shared her story, Dora, and today in this service we're going to get to hear from two of the students, and then in the Sunday school hour I'm going to have the other students share as well. I'm asking today that you consider adopting one of the students to pray for, that you would decide that as an application of our time together, you say, okay, there's how I can connect with the Ministry of International Friendships by praying for that one student. But let me introduce you to Sha. Sha is going to come, and she is going to share her testimony of how she came to know Christ as an international student. And through her story, we can learn a lot about how God works with people away from home.
Good morning. My name is Xia, and I come from China 4 years ago. It's an honor to be here, to be called as a missionary, because I think to me it's a miracle to become a Christian. I come from China, and I grew up in a Buddhism family. My parents would go to temples to worship the God. But growing up, I didn't really like it. I think that I have to rely on my own strength to reach my goal, to get anything I want, and I don't believe that there's a God can help me. So I consider myself an atheist. And I Because my parents, they are typical Chinese parents. They work very, very hard. When they first got married, they moved to the western part of China, which is kind of like Seattle area in United States, and they left me and my sister probably in like Virginia side to be taken care of by our grandparents. So I didn't get to see my parents a lot, and I had a strong feeling that I'm an orphan or abandoned by my parents, because each year I only get to see them during winter break and summer break, and we are emotionally disconnected. So that has made me a very a weak person, and I desire love, but I also insist my own way, very fragile. So the story has changed after I came to United States 4 years ago. So here's my story, how I came to the Lord. It was an early morning in August 2015. I look at my watch. It was 5:40 a.m. The bright sun rising from the east starts to wake up the whole city, which is Columbus, Ohio. I sat in a car along with two other international students and an American girl who is the driver. I look out the window, wondering about what I see. The highways do not look like the highways that I have been used to. They're built low in the air, and there are even trees planted by the highway. And the cars driving by seem not different from my hometown, but the license plates look quite different. While there are three letters, but only four numbers. And while the tracks have such a long trailer, how do they turn? So I have a lot of questions, and I wonder, am I in the United States right now? Is this a place that I have looked forward to seeing ever since my first grade? As I was wondering about my surroundings, the road sign written in English caught my eyes, Ohio State University, next exit. I was then convinced that yes, I am in America, Columbus, Ohio, the right place. I'm lucky to have been picked up from the airport by IFI volunteers. It was a young American couple. They were so nice that they treated us the first meal in actually McDonald's. And after they dropped us off at the dorm, they even signed the emergency contact for us. And I was very moved, touched by that time. I started to think, how kind are they? They come to pick up us from the airport free, and they even signed the emergency contact for us. But actually, now I think back, I think that was the very first time that I encountered God's love. As an international student, I, of course, experienced a lot of difficulties. And I think the very big one is that I feel lonely because I have no family here. But my feelings changed after I went to our Bible study group, IFI Bible study group, on Friday night. So I joined a Chinese group, and the group leader, there were a young Chinese couple pursuing their PhDs. They were very, very nice and kind. I still remember I asked a lot of challenging questions during our Bible study, but they're always open and non-judgmental, and they would hear my thoughts and respond very kind and humbly. So then I became very interested in going to the Bible study because I like the people there. I really like the people there. And of course, the Chinese food. Our Bible study is very nice. I heard my friend who comes to our Bible study, and she said, the best Chinese food in Columbus is at IFI Bible study. thanks to our volunteers, yeah. My Friday night Bible study group became my home away from home. They would ask me about my school life, and their love for me makes me wonder more about my life and who I am. So I feel loved by my Bible study group family in many ways, and I started to enjoy the ride back home after we finished our Bible discussion. There's one volunteer, his name is Uncle Barry. He would always tell me firmly and joyfully, he would say, "Xia, Jesus really loves you and God loves you." And he would, as a goodbye message, and watch me walk into my dorm and then leave. And I think that means a lot to me at that time, that I kind of feel that there's someone or there's a power that is bringing me good things. But I didn't really want to confess that it is Jesus, it is God. So I was still wrestling and seeking at that time. But God works in miraculous ways, and he keeps bringing people into my life. I met a very important person in my life. Her name is Mai. She was my English conversation partner that I met through IFI's English Conversation Partner Program. She was brought into my life at the right time and at the right place. She just likes a light shines through. And I remember the first time we met each other. We sat at the table beside Mirror Lake on Ohio State campus, showing picture, family pictures to each other. And I immediately became attracted to her because of the love and joy and peace that comes out of her just so naturally. And we became good friends, and she later on invited me to her family. And I had my very first experience of American Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I got to see a huge turkey and, played a lot of games, and that was still very wonderful and fresh memory to me now, until now. I lived my whole life in China until I was 19 years old. So throughout my 19 years of living and growing in China, there are lots of areas of brokenness in my life, especially in relationship area. So when I first was introduced to the idea that God is a good God, I doubted. My doubt was, if God is a good God, why is there so much suffering on this earth? And why am I suffering? And in fact, I realized that deep down in my heart, I was blaming God for the trauma that other people or events that have occurred to me. When I share my doubt of God, my English conversation partner, Mai, encouraged me to pray to God for his revelation. And miraculously, God did reveal himself to me. And the voice of God saying that, "I have a plan for you," came into my mind. And then I started to question, does God really have a plan for me? After a couple weeks of searching my mind and connecting the dots from my past life, the Holy Spirit gave me the answer, and I feel convicted that, yes, God does have a plan for me. And as Romans 5, 3 and 4 says, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope." When I read this, I feel God was speaking to me. I started to realize that there's a reason for my sufferings, and there's a reason for my childhood loneliness, because these loneliness and sufferings, they were made happen to make me become who I am, to make me become a person that wants to care for children, and to make me become a person that wants to be a teacher, to love and care for the children. So then I desire, after I realized this, I changed my major. I changed my major from actually mathematics, which sounds crazy, and to education. Because I'm really good at math, but I don't know why I picked that. But anyway, I changed it to early childhood education, and I have to say that that is one of the best decisions I've made in my life. Because I think that major really fits me, and I really find what God calls me to do. And then I realized that God is using the brokenness to make something good happen. As I thought about my experience, I think of Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Starting from my freshman year, I have been going to church on Sundays with my group leader and Uncle Barry. Even though I didn't quite understand why would people sing to an invisible God in the church, but strangely, I felt my heart was being unlocked once it was touched upon by worship music. And moved by God, I decided to join my church's inner healing class. In that class, I felt a strong need for God to forgive many people in my life, especially my parents, for their absence in my childhood years. And I also asked God for help to, I asked God to forgive myself for my own pride, and for many mistakes, and for my sin in my life. The moment I decided to reconcile with my Creator God, the Heavenly Father, I felt extremely joyful and grateful. How excited is that to know that I am unconditionally loved in my Father's eyes, even though I don't feel loved by my own parents? After I graduated this May from Ohio State University, I decided to join ICEED program, which is a discipleship training program for international students. I'm grateful to be able to learn and to grow in my own faith, along with five other international students. And we call ourselves ICEEDers because the program is called International Students as Equipped and Empowered Disciples. And more than that, I believe that we are the good seeds that God has planted, and God wants to see much fruit come out of us. I have been in this program for 3 months now, and my eyes have been made wide open to see who God is and who I am. I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to be able to serve many other international students. A month after I joined this program, I met a Chinese international student who came to OSU for college. As many other international students, she came alone by herself without knowing anybody. And we became friends the first time we met. During our conversation, she mentioned, "I have always wondered who is the one that gives me so many good things, even though I'm such an ordinary girl." And I meet with her every week. And praise the Lord, she came to Christ only 2 weeks after she came to the United States. And I feel that I'm very grateful for that, and I think that God really plants and grows her, and I am the harvester to bring the gospel to her, and she immediately just accepted that. And as iSeeders, we take a variety of discipleship classes. Currently, we're learning the integrated approach to inner healing, which is taught by Rich. And we also have Master Life Curriculum and Cross-Cultural Servanthood, the book discussion. And the class guide me to develop a personal, intimate, and obedient relationship with God. I have also started leading Bible study on Friday nights. And it's interesting that I got to see Uncle Barry a week ago. And as he knew that I'm now leading the Bible discussion, he said, "You are a miracle." Because 4 years ago, when I joined their Bible study group, I was challenging them, and I was very anti-Christianity. But now I'm leading Bible discussion, and he said, "You are really a miracle." And I think that it's not me that a miracle; it's God, and He is the one that does the work, and He can change a person's heart. And besides ministry, I also work part-time at a child care as a teacher. And I'm grateful that God has given me this job. and with the help of our iSeed program manager. And it's been a pleasure for me to take care of the children and see them grow. And I think this really fulfills my calling, and this is my passion to love the children and to let them know that they are loved and how they are viewed by God. They are wonderfully and fearfully made by God, and God has a wonderful plan for them. And looking forward, I'm excited to see what God brings me. Yesterday, a lot of you asked me and asked us what's our next step after the program. So I don't know, but I think it will be a good plan because God is good. And yeah, this is my story.
I don't have to say much more. She talked about how we serve students when they first arrive, talked about the process of conversion, talked about her sense of calling. And, you know, one of the interesting things I was going to tell you about two international students in the Bible. Of course, the Apostle Paul was one. He studied under the Jewish teacher Gamaliel in his day. But the one in the Old Testament is Daniel. You know, Daniel was taken captive, brought to Babylon, but he became a student of Babylonian culture. He was a fourth student. You know, he was a conscripted international student. And yet God brought him into a position of leadership. He was able to influence the Magi. He prepared the way for Christ. And so one of the things I believe God is doing strategically is going to put international students in leadership positions in education, in politics, in business. And there they are going to be an influence for Christ in an amazing way. And interestingly enough, one of the people who helped to spread the gospel in China in a powerful way was a man by the name of James Yan. And he was an educator. And he went into rural China. And he started the mass education movement in China. And church planting took place as a result of what he did in his educational system. He was one of the most influential people in China. And he was a Christian with a passion for education. So I believe that Xia, with her passion for early childhood education, is going to have a great influence. So that's our ministry. If you want to pray for Xia, we have a table outside. You can come by, put your name down, say, "I want to pray for Xia," or any of the other students after the time. And there's some cards you can pick up there, too. So thank you very much.